No questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Okay, before, we have a witness that needs to come back up. Who is that?
Dr. Wood.
Dr. Wood. As you're coming up, Dr. Wood, maybe it's time for a break.
Yeah.
So I think it's an appropriate time for a break, but I do want to just address one subject here that has cropped up and seems to continue to a little bit. And that has to do with a discussion we had, and I believe it was the first day, related to whether certain expert witnesses identified by the protesters could testify at this hearing or not. And we had a discussion about whether those witnesses were disclosed as experts and what the record reflected regarding those statements and attempted depositions. And I ruled that they could not testify as expert witnesses because the protestants expressly stated that they would not be called as experts, and consequently they were not deposed. At the same time, as I recall, and again, my memory is not always perfect, I also stated, Mr. Thornton and Mr. Smith, that if I knew what the subject matter was that those witnesses were to testify about, they may still be able to testify given the nature of their testimony. I didn't know what it was. And that never came into me. Now there were some allegations made and some references made about the subject matter that they might testify about. So I guess what I want to clear up with you is I did not say that those witnesses could not testify. What I said was that they could not testify as expert witnesses. And I think there may have been some misunderstanding on the part of the protestants that I had somehow said those witnesses cannot be witnesses at this hearing. And so that was used as an argument that Mr. Whitney should not be called. And I guess I just turned it around so that there's no misunderstanding on your part of what the nature of my exclusion. It was solely related to whether they would be expert witnesses or not. But the nature of their testimony, I didn't know what it was. So anyway, I just wanted to lay that out.
Well, let me ask you this. Can we call them as witnesses on rebuttal, as expert witnesses, as they've done with Dr. Wood?
If it's within the scope of the questions that have been asked, and I'll allow some latitude in that area. In fact, my guess is that the nature of their testimony is related to a particular concern that I have. But anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back. Yeah,
Mr. Stackman, just before we do break, I just wanted to reiterate, and we've looked at our file, what the history is for the calling of Mr. Whitney. He was not on our original expert disclosure, but he was disclosed in discovery as a potential witness for us as on these subjects. And we did obtain a subpoena for him, and he was listed in our pre-hearing witness list. When we realized that we may need him, we did disclose him. There was ample time even to depose him if the protestants had wished to do that. We had no opportunity to depose their experts who they haven't called because they withdrew them, affirmatively withdrew them as expert witnesses. Therefore, they were not deposed, and we would object to them being called in any expert capacity.
Okay. And Mr. Whitney was properly called. I don't think there's a problem with that from my perspective. It's just that I wanted to address the questions that were raised about the fact that there was unfairness in what was happening. And I think, again, I properly excluded them as expert witnesses because of that non-disclosure. But that doesn't mean that they were precluded from being called as witnesses during the hearing. I needed to know what the subject matter was so that I could determine whether that was a subject requiring expertise or not. And that was never done. And I thought that was the nature of the discussion, as I recall, the first day. Mr. Thorpe?
Yeah, I don't believe that you have heard or NAGWA identify that we think any of that was unfair. I don't think we've ever brought that up since the time we were trying to have them as expert witnesses, Norm Young and Paul Drew. They were objected to when we were trying to come up with the information that was what they had done for us in terms of water rights that were in the queue ahead of M3. And so I remember that, but we ourselves haven't brought that up. And so hopefully you were understanding that. I just want to make sure it wasn't your re-identification of what you stated earlier. We, NAGWA, has not disagreed with that. We were disappointed, obviously, but we haven't heard us disagree with that since
then. Well, again, I recall specifically saying if they have knowledge within their personal understanding, or you know, that they are not testifying as expert witnesses, then they can appear as witnesses. Yeah, okay.
I do recall that M3 in their discovery responses did list Rob Whitney as a witness. They did not list him on their expert witness list as a witness. He is called as an expert here on rebuttal. Therefore, I think we should be able to call our experts on rebuttal.
Well, let's see where that goes. But again, I wanted to clear the air so that you, the protestants, understood at least what I thought was the basis of that exclusion and limitations. Okay, let's break for, 15 minutes? Let's come back about 10 to the hour. So that'll be 10 to 3.
Okay, 10 to 3.